Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Thanks for joining us once again on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined by Devlin Eden. And today we are looking at stuff that's going to make you stronger and better on the bike, whether you enjoy the road or you're a mountain biker. Devlin, I know in the past you've talked a lot about Pilates. I tend to do a lot more yoga. I do a lot of stability work with that. Of course, we know core is important, but looking at all those aspects and specifically, let's say, Pilates, but why do you promote Pilates as being so good specifically for cyclists?
So this is a simple one for me in the sense of, and you've alluded to it already, with in terms of core strength. So remember, and a lot of people will kind of get Pilates wrong in terms of saying that it's only core training, and it really isn't. So I must just clear that up first. It's more of a whole body workout for me. And what is important about it is it's functional training and it's functional strength work that is important for the kind of events that you're going to be doing cycling. Keep in mind that on the bike, you're sitting. You're in a seated position. Your hip flexors, for instance, tend to get quite tight. You get a lot of stiffness in the lower back. Obviously, we're sort of taking out, we're assuming you've got the correct bike setup in saying that. But it's important for me here, with the benefits that you're getting from Pilates, it's from a functional point of view and a mobility point of view. So what I mean by mobility is range of motion and strength around the joints in the body. So think about the different positions you might be in on the bike and refer to. So we think cycling, so it's a lower body sport. But how much of a hammering your upper body tends to take, the position of your hands, your shoulders, your neck. And a lot of that then comes into is how strong is your core. So with sitting on the bike as well, and as I mentioned, sort of the upper body and holding yourself upright, the key here is your core strength and your ability to hold yourself up on the bike. And when I talk about core strength, I'm not referring to the superficial six-pack that we get ready for the summer on beach holidays. I'm referring to the muscle systems that are happening from the spine all the way out. So as you might be sitting at your desk listening to this podcast, on the bike, in the car, your core muscles are active. And you having to hold yourself, it's what keeps you upright during the day. And on the bike, more so in the various positions that you're finding yourself, handling your bike, maneuvering your body position on the bike, it is very key to make sure that you have got a strong core, and that being able to hold yourself upright will take a lot of the pressure as well off the shoulders and in the hands on the bike itself. Functional strength in terms of the legs, the various activation exercises that there are in Pilates as well. And when I refer to activation, I'm talking about your quads, your hamstrings, your glutes as well. So for me, Pilates is a really good all-round training, a whole-body training system. A lot of people sort of frown on Pilates, thinking it's not the kind of thing that they see themselves doing. I can tell you now, you go and do one Pilates class and you might crawl out of that session if you can complete the whole session. And then you'll actually start to sort of see where it could have its benefits for you as a cyclist.
Well, Devlin, very well put. I know the same with yoga. You think it's easy until you get into that class. The stability, the strength needed to do that, which is stuff we don't really use, which is, as I say, muscles, and it's just fantastic. So take up Devlin's advice if you're a cyclist. Go and book yourself a Pilates lesson today. But thanks for joining myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and Devlin Eden. Before we let you go, if you want to find out more about Devlin Eden's coaching and how he can help you, all you need to do is go to coachperry.com and click on coaching.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.